on Jason Wirt.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
All right, welcome back to the big show, another edition of the Bucket Strategy Investing Program, your source for the best in money advice every single day. I'm Johnny Dean, here hosting with me Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, as we are here every single day, and we're going to get it started with a discussion on value averaging. Talked a little bit about this yesterday, but I want to get into it today. Value averaging, it's a strategy, and we're going to talk a little bit about what it means, how it can be a big part of your financial plan. You may want to ask yourself, what do you expect out of the market this year? What do you think is going to be happen? What's going to happen? What rate of return would you most want to see? Not making accurate predictions isn't the key here. It's a question of what would you most want to see in your portfolio? 6, 7, 8%? 10, 12? We'd all like to see 100%, of course, but that doesn't mean that that's going to happen. What would you like to, what would you be happy with by the end of the year? So we're going to talk about that. There's a reason we're asking that question. We're going to tell you what that reason is coming up in just a couple of moments. Now, our phone lines are all open, so give us a call, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. Brain Trust standing by, of course. You can also email us via the wealthed.com website, which is your source for all the topics we talk about on this program. You look for the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. Now, coming up in just a bit, we will discuss not just value averaging, but we'll also take your phone calls and your emails. If you want to get in touch with the professor or anyone here at Lucia Capital Group, our number off the air is 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Your financial plan should be tailored to suit your individual needs and goals, and that's why you need to speak with a Brain Trust advisor. This is not something you should try to do on your own. Let the Brain Trust at Lucia Capital Group devise a plan that works for you. 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number. And we'd love to hear from you on the air. As I said, 877-PLANNER. You've got money questions of any kind. We had a bunch of great questions yesterday, a whole different mix, eclectic mix of calls, a potpourri of questions and topics. We'll be happy to talk to you about whatever's on your mind here on this program. 877-PLANNER. Here we go. Value averaging. Now, this is a strategy, Professor Plum. If you're going to try to hit home runs and you want to go for it, and you want to make sure that every last percentage gain is yours, you're probably not necessarily going to want to do this thing called value averaging.
Well, and value averaging comes in a couple different flavors. There's value averaging investing, or also known as dollar value averaging, DVA. And there's the value averaging of an overall portfolio. We're going to talk mostly about the value averaging of an overall portfolio. And it's designed as a risk management technique, not a performance necessarily technique, to enhance your performance. As John mentioned earlier, in many respects, it's trying not to lose money more so than trying to gain a home run. So the idea is we've got to find a way, if possible, to take our emotions, specifically greed and fear, out of the equation as much as possible, so that we can more scientifically, more systematically, manage a portfolio. Now, one of the differences that we're going to talk about is dollar value averaging investing is a offshoot of dollar cost averaging. And so the idea of dollar cost averaging is putting in a same dollar amount systematically, your paycheck, your 401k contribution every month without looking at where the market is. Dollar value averaging is where when the market is in a downturn, you add a higher amount. And when the market is above expectations, you invest less money per paycheck, per systematic period of time. Frankly, it's a nice idea, and it does work. The problem is it doesn't work for most people. The reason it doesn't work for most people is they don't have extra money to put in when the market's going down. In 2008, I would have loved to have put in more money. I just didn't have it available to me to be able to add to the portfolio that quickly. And when the market was at all-time highs and going more than expected, I didn't back away from my savings. I didn't just start putting it into cash. I kept going, and I just kept doing the dollar cost averaging. So most people won't do the concept of dollar value averaging investing. But that's not really what we want to spend our time talking about today. Today, we want to talk about the risk management idea of an overall portfolio and understanding expectations, not just of the portfolio as a whole, but different segments of the portfolio, and identifying when you're way ahead or behind where you thought you would be at a specific period of time.
Exactly. We'll get into this in a little while here. We're also going to explain how this is different from, people often hear this, and when they hear what it is, and they say, this sure sounds like market timing to me. Sure sounds like you're going to hit a certain point, you're going to sell everything, et cetera, et cetera. That's really not how this works. So we're going to explain why that's not the case. But we want to take some calls. I know we have some folks on hold. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We have a couple of people before the show. If you want to give us a call back, we'll be happy to talk to you. We'll get you up on the board. Let's go to Matt this hour in Oakland, California. Hello, Matt.
Very quiet, Matt.
Yes. Well, hold on a second. I don't know. I always get concerned when I do that, like I did something wrong,
Because you hit the buttons to bring it up. You did the wiring.
He had a question of a 1031 exchange. I think we got into 1031 exchanges yesterday.
So. We did have a couple of questions on 1031 exchanges. Those are real estate transactions trying to potentially avoid the realization of gain when you sell one and buy another.
Well, let's see. Let's try one more time. Matt, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Hi there. How can we help you today?
Okay. Quick question before I lose you. But this is regarding 1031 exchange. My sister has three rental properties. And the question is, how can she unwind those three properties and can she combine those into one 1031 exchange? And I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, Matt, the answer is yes, she can. The problem is it's very difficult to do because let's go back to the rules of the 1031 exchange. When I sell a property and I want to do a 1031 exchange, from the day that I close escrow on the sale of one property, I have 45 days to identify a new property and 180 days to actually close. Not 180 days from the identification, 180 days from the close of the first property. To identify, 45 days to identify, 180 days to close. There's a little bit different set of rules towards the end of the year, beginning of a new year, so you got to play with that. We've got time in that case right now, though. The problem with doing multiple properties and trying to go into one new property is timing. Will she be able to sell all three properties, close escrow on all three properties within that 45-day period for identifying the new property? Because if I sell one today, I've got 45 days to identify a new property. I may sell another one 30 days from now, but if I don't sell the third one by the end of the 45th day, it can't be part of that same 1031 exchange. And so it's a timing issue. Now, if you can get somebody to pick up all three properties at once, that makes it easy because then it's all just one amount of money going into, three simultaneous closings going into one escrow account for the new 1031 exchange property to be identified. But it's mostly a timing issue when you're dealing with multiple properties. It's in many respects easier to go from one property to two or more properties on the other side, identifying multiple properties there and buying multiple properties. But in many cases, it's the more properties you're dealing with trying to do similar escrow closes and timings, the harder it is because, you're doing three of them. The odds are one of them will fall out and not be able to get put back into escrow and close within that 45-day time horizon.
We're talking about three separate exchanges in this case.
Three separate sales.
Yes.
One, kind of like one exchange. Yeah. It all goes into the same accommodator, but they still have to deal with the 45-day. And if you don't close in time of the third one, the first one is either out in the cold or the third one's out in the cold.
Yeah, no, the timing is that's part of the deal with these 1031s. Now, the worst thing that happens is you wind up paying taxes and the 1031 is disallowed, but you don't want to do that. There's a whole reason for doing 1031s. Exactly. You've seen some people where they actually go out before they even begin the process. They'll start identifying properties ahead of time.
Well, they'll start lining them up.
Yes.
You know, they can't obviously do the formal identification until you sell.
But you look and you say, okay, these are possibilities. So you have that gun ready to go.
Right. But that's not the problem. The problem is getting you to buy one property,
getting
somebody
else
to buy the second property. Unless you're going to buy all three of them, and I do a simultaneous close on all three, that I know I've got to. But I've got to, you know, the identification process isn't the problem in this case. It's the escrow closing on time on all three properties without a single one of them falling out of escrow.
And if you've ever sold just one property without even doing a 1031, you know escrows.
It happens. I mean, buyers don't get their financing.
They change their mind. Something happens with an inspection.
The disclosures come through, and they want to renegotiate the terms in the middle of the escrow because they found dry rot or this, that, or the other thing.
Exactly.
You don't want to fix it, or you do, or you're negotiating on the price.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, then they have you over the barrel a little bit on that third one. I got to close in 45 days, and they're asking for an allowance on something that came out of the.
Yeah. Well, it's been a while since we'd really talked for a segment or two about 1031s.
It's been a while since we had equity.
Well, it really has. I mean, I can recall back in the early 2000s when we talked a whole lot about these 1031 exchanges and people not wanting to pay the taxes right away. Just a way to exchange your property for another property and eventually down the line...
Exchange your investment property for another investment property.
Oh, no, you can't do this on a personal property.
No.
That's what this is. Okay, let's see. Matt, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We're going to get to more of your phone calls. We'll get to Sue up next in Florida. And there are a couple of more people on hold, so we'll get to everybody. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll get your topic up on the board, your name, etc. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. If you want to get involved with the program, call now, 877-PLANNER. Lines are open. Brain Trust standing by from Lucia Capital Group. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We're coming right back.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Here's an idea. Instead of waiting for your boss to give you a raise, give yourself one by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans. You could add hundreds of dollars each month to your bottom line, like a boss. Call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. A Quicken Loans refinance gives you the financial power to enhance your life and pursue your passion. Our passion is client service. Here's the proof. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans, home buy, refi, power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store or staples.com for details.
It's fall flooring season. Get incredible deals on the latest trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. We've got 100 new flooring styles, new colors, new textures, even new waterproof floors. Choose from over 60 varieties of North American and European laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from $1.29. Get $1 off Bellawood prefinished hardwood. Save on the hottest styles in vinyl plank, bamboo, and more. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale today.
Taking you back, way back. Is this a driving song?
Oh, this will get you moving.
It really will, wouldn't it?
Feel the foot pushing further down.
Really does. Remember when this was a hit. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Here to answer your questions. If you're on hold, don't go away. We will get to everybody. Let's move along next to Sue in Apopka, Florida. Hello, Sue.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks. Praise the Lord.
Well, how can we help you today?
Well, I have a quick question. I have a little bit of money, and it's in a basic checking account, but it's not growing. It's just standing there, and I don't use it. What would be the best place to put that money in?
Well,
I can get a good return.
Okay, let's talk about what you need this money to do for you. You want a good return. What do you think is a good return?
Oh, I have no idea. But it's doing nothing. It's just standing there.
Right. Bank accounts, checking accounts don't earn anything right now. So you're going to have to. How long can you put it away for? If you said, I'm going to set this away and I'm not going to look at it for X number of months, years, decades, how long can you just ignore this money?
Okay. So far I've had it there for at least more than 5 years and I haven't touched it. So maybe another 5 years or three if I'm not too happy with what's happening. We don't have too good a connection with you're kind of breaking, so we got to like make this fast.
Okay, so now let's say you put the money in today, and 2 years, 3 years from now, it still hasn't earned any money, and heaven forbid, it's actually gone down in value. What are you going to look at this point? Are you going to pull it out? Or are you going to leave it alone?
Look for another option.
Okay, if you're just going to put it in, and because anything that you're going to do right now to try to get a better rate of return is either going to have some kind of a time commitment, like a longer-term CD or something of that nature, or a fixed annuity, or it's going to have risk. If you're saying, I don't want to lose money, and I'm willing to put it away for 5 years to get maybe a 2 or 2.5% rate of return, then a long-term CD or a fixed annuity would be an appropriate area. If you're looking and saying, I cannot accept risk, that's your only choice. If you're willing to leave it alone for better than 5 years and understand that it could be higher or lower at any given moment of any given day, then you can go into things. There are some risk buffered areas that on an annual basis, that small down movements, up to 10% downside movements on the market don't hurt you, but you can get a better upside, maybe a 4, 5, 6, 7% upside potential on an annual basis. So there's things that you can do. But we have to really assess what your reaction is going to be if the money goes down, because anytime you try to get a quote-unquote good rate of return, you are accepting either risk or you're locking the money away for a period of time with a charge to get out of it if you need it too soon.
But that doesn't necessarily, not for an annuity, right?
Well, an annuity would have a charge to get to it if you wanted to get to it after a year or two.
Mm-hmm, I see.
But a fixed annuity...
It would charge me.
Yeah, I mean, if you put, let's say it's $50,000. You put $50,000 in, and they guarantee you for the next 5 years that you're going to get 2.25%. I'm making that number up, which is better than what your bank is paying. But you say a year from now, you say, oh, no, I need the money, and you try to pull all of it out. They're going to hit you with a surrender charge, and you probably won't get your $50,000 out. You will probably be able to get to 10% of it a year, but you won't get all of it without a surrender charge. Substantial penalty for early withdrawal. Similar issues with bank accounts, although less interest being earned and less substantial on the penalty getting out. But if you leave it in for the 5 years, it's not going to go down on a fixed annuity. It'll just be what it is, and it'll pay whatever interest rate they promise to pay you.
Okay, so which is it? A regular bank would give a better interest than maybe a credit union or something else like that?
Typically,
more or less the same.
Typically, what I have seen is the credit unions, in many respects, will give you a little bit of rate. If you want to stay with the banks, the best thing to do, in my opinion, is to go to an online bank where you can go, and it doesn't have a brick-and-mortar place. You do things through transfers on the computer, and you can get into the 1%-ish area for an online bank, FDIC insured, and totally liquid. You know, maybe take a day to get the money transferred back to your account. But if that's what, if that's a better interest rate than you're earning right now, it's not, you know, what I would consider a good rate of return, but it is for safe, liquid money. That's about the best you're going to do.
And that's the credit union you're talking about?
No, that's an online bank. There are several online type banks.
The online bank. Okay. What about the credit union then?
Credit unions, what I have seen is they typically pay a little bit more than what banks do, but that's not an across the board. There are times when banks will pay a little bit more, and there are times when credit unions, specific credit unions, will pay a little bit more. Sometimes credit unions will go through an area where they're trying to raise capital, and so they'll offer a little bit better rate of return on their bank accounts. Same thing with banks. So you pretty much have to shop those, but I check with credit unions for sure to check on them, because what I have seen is that they do tend, but we're not talking huge differences in the rates of return.
All right, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Does that help you? All right, Sue, I'll tell you what, hold on. If you need some more help with this and you need some more information, you know, if you say that, she says, she, you know, 3 to 5 years, she hasn't touched this for 5 years.
Right, but she also said that if in 3 years it's not doing very well, she's going to yank it out.
Right, so she's
that
given
is
them.
Not a, it, that does not signify that she's ready for a long-term investment that has the ability to potentially make a better rate of return, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8%. But also, anytime you get into those rates of return, you could go down.
Well, you could go down. And you know, what I'm satisfied with today may not be what I'm satisfied with 3, 4 years from now, based on wherever interest rates happen to be.
Be the same.
Well, as I'm looking at it, I start to wonder if maybe they will be the same. But we can't
I have
be
no
sure
idea.
Of that.
I was making a joke when I said that. I really don't know.
Well, I know you were. But you know, that's the thing about putting money away now. You say, well, if I'm not happy with it in 3 years. See, if I'm putting my money away for 3 to 5, call it 5 years, and I can get, I don't know, 2.5%.
Somewhere in there,
2.25, something like that. I'd say, okay, well, right now I'm happy with that. But if interest rates are higher, a year and a half from now or 2 years from now, I'm going to look at it and say I'm not happy with it anymore.
With a fixed term investment, with a fixed interest rate, you have to just say, I'm going to be happy with this. And that's why you don't go 30 years on a bond right now, because 30 years is way too long. 4 or 5 years, I'm not so worried. I mean, yeah, you're getting a better rate of return now. And so interest rates would have to go up quite a bit to make that overall 5-year return not attractive compared to just bank accounts. Because bank accounts, as she mentioned, are earning nothing. But it's also a matter of, you know, people say, what's the best investment? Well, the best investment depends on what you're trying to accomplish.
What's your goal, exactly?
And how you react to potential adverse situations in the markets or the investments at time. To get a better rate of return, you have to give up security or liquidity, and in some cases, both, to be able to get a better potential rate of return. If you are the type that's going to sell out when the market's down, and you know that about yourself, well, then we can't give up security. So let's go, and now you have to decide whether you're willing to give up the liquidity. And let's back into what you can work with rather than just what's available. And the time horizon has a lot to do with it. If you've got a 2 or 3 year time horizon, that means market issues are way off the table. If you say, I can put this away for 10 plus years, okay, now we can go in and have something that has a little bit of volatility with the hopes that over the next 10 years we get back to more normalized rates of return for those types of investments.
It all comes down to goals, and that should be the first thing that your advisor talks to you about. Okay, Bobby in Redwood City, I'm not sure if you can hang on. If you can't, we'll call you back. I know you got a question. We want to make sure you have plenty of time to ask that. So stick around. 877-PLANNER. Room on the phones for you. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Brain Trust returning on Bucket Strategy Investing.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
The Safety Oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Any Joe Schmo knows GEICO will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at GEICO.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy GEICO mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser. What? He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's got to be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like 12 packs of mechanical pencils for just 75 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this, find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
Bucket Strategy Investing. Hey, we got a couple of lines open. Get on board. Get your money question answered here by the Brain Trust, the folks who know how. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. And speaking of getting your questions answered, you can do so in person at the 2016 Fall. That's the Fall Series Alternative Investments Workshops presented by Lucia Capital Group. Alternative Investments. Now, these are happening the first three of the series will start September 17th in San Diego, California. So if you're in San Diego, you can sign up. It's September 17th. These are all Saturday mornings. October 1st in Las Vegas, and then Phoenix, Arizona, October 8th. So San Diego, Las Vegas, and Phoenix. Again, these are all Saturday mornings, 9 o'clock local time start. Meet Professor Plum. Meet the Brain Trust. Learn all about alternative investments and how they might be able to fit into your endowment strategy. It's an investment strategy that endowments often use. And many times they wind up, because they have to do better than the average investor. So how do they do that? Well, you can learn all about that at the Alternative Investments Workshop. You go to wealthed.com, sign up there, wealthed.com. It's all free. Join the Brain Trust, San Diego, Las Vegas, Phoenix, and there will be other cities as well coming up. So check wealthed.com for that schedule. All right, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Let's move along next to Bobby in Redwood City. Hello, Bobby.
Hi, guys. Love your show. I just had a quick question.
Okay.
I'm about 44, and my wife is about 40, and we have been working in the Bay Area for the past 10, 15 years. I actually signed up for this indexed universal life about 7-8 months ago, mm-hmm. where the product is such that they promise that it's not going to lose value if the market goes down, but if the market does average, then you can get anywhere between 1-15%.
Right.
And I've been slowly putting money in this index universal life for the past 7-8 months, as I mentioned, and I was hoping to use this the money, hopefully it accumulates with time, and my kids go to college in the next, after 10 years or so, for the college education. Is that something which you would recommend as a sound strategy for building money towards college education?
On a 10-year time horizon, generally no. It's a little bit quick. Most life insurance policies have a lot of upfront fees and a lot of expenses that they really don't get doing, you don't really hit their stride until after 10 years. And so these are better used for retirement planning, for long-term planning, than a 10-year time horizon. It doesn't mean that it's horrible. It just means that there may be better things to do for that shorter, you know, time horizon, shorter being 10 years in this case. Now, you're right that if the market, the cash value cannot go down because of market performance. But in periods of market underperformance where the market doesn't go up, your cash value can go down due to the fees and costs involved inside of the policy.
Sure.
And so, yeah, they work, you know, pretty much as said, but I just think that they typically don't work as quick. Now, 10 years from now, there will be some cash value, especially if you have overfunded it. Now, when you created this, did they tell you what the death benefit was and tell you what the premium for that death benefit was? Or did you say, give me the lowest death benefit that I can do without having a problem tax-wise?
You know, the face amount of this is like about $500,000.
How much are you putting in?
I'm anywhere between $750 to $21,000 in a year's time.
So, yeah, the better you fund it, the higher you fund it, the better it will be from an investment standpoint, from a cash accumulation standpoint. So you would want to find out there's a number in there. There's something called the MEC limit, the MEC, Modified Endowment Contract Limit. And so you want to put in up to that limit as much as possible, up to that limit each year. And what that does is that allows you to continue with, you put as much as you can put in, but not have an adverse tax situation when you want to take cash value out, whether it be a distribution of principal or loans in the future. If you go past that number, even for a day, if your modified endowment limit is $21,000 and you put in $21,010, now you've tainted the policy forever, and anytime you take the money out, it'll be a taxable event So you want, you want to put in as much as possible based on the death benefit they've given you, so that you can build up as much cash as possible. The more cash that's in it, the less the internal fees. The less the internal fees, the more of your return you get to keep. The more of your return you get to keep, the better the cash value buildup. It's a snowballing effect. And so I would want to look at that. Now, as far as 10 years from now, I would look to also start building up some other policies if possible. You know, you're 44, kids are going to go to school in 10 years. You know, you could do the Roth IRAs if you don't make too much money. You could save on other areas. Continuing to max out your 401ks, and that helps shelter some money from FAFSA, spend down issues. My opinion on life insurance is it's better suited for longer terms than 10 years.
Okay. So you think other strategies would be Roth IRA and 401ks and stuff like that?
Well, the 401k is not a good strategy for funding the education. That's a way to kind of shelter the money from putting it on the financial aid form. The Roth IRA is a reasonable funding source because you can attach and you can take out the money you put in. You just can't take out the earnings until you're 59 and a half. So towards the end of the school period, if the kids go to school in 10, 11 years, they'll still be in school 14, 15 years probably, because you can't get done in 3 years or 4 years anymore. It's rare.
Yeah.
And then you can get to the earnings at that point because you'll be 59 and a half at that point.
That's a good point,
So those are the things I would look at. And
any other college saving strategies which you can suggest?
Well, there's the 529 plan, and there's also the Coverdell Education Savings Account. Although the limits on the Coverdell Education Savings Accounts, they're not going to really help you build up much for much college, because it's limited to $2,000 a year, $2,500 a year. I mean, you could get $30,000 to $40,000 in there, may cover 1 year, but also it has limits on who can put money in. But all of those work, and they don't have the same amount of fees as the life insurance.
Okay. Well, the other reason I had taken this is also because of the long-term care component, which is attached to this IUL.
Right. I'm not saying the IUL is bad. I would just rather use it for the long term rather than the midterm.
Yeah, I understand. That's a very good point. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, guys.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call, Bobby. And if you need some more help with this, hold on, and we'll talk to you more off the air.
Yeah, I'm not against the life insurance.
We're talking about a cash value type of policy when we say life insurance for people who are just tuning in.
And this is the type he was looking at was a universal life, which is very flexible on the premiums. There's no exact required premium every year. You can put in almost anything you want up to pretty much anything you want. The problem is if you put too much in, you violate the terms of life insurance, and you may have a problem getting the money out. The death benefit will still be tax-free, so the death benefit is fine. It's the cash value, and the reason you're putting the money in the first place is to try to get some accumulation value out of it. It screws that up. Now, it's a longer-term proposition, and the policy he's looking at is a IUL, Indexed Universal Life, not that he's looking at, that he has. And so it pays interest every period, and that interest, just like the index annuities, is based on the performance of an index, S&P, Russell, it depends on the index that he's chosen. And in periods where the index is positive, you get a positive interest payment up to a cap. Now, the caps on Index Universal Life Insurance are significantly higher than the caps on index annuities. Right now, caps on index annuities are in the 2 to 3, maybe 4% range, which not that good. In the IUL, they're 10 plus.
How is that possible, by the way?
Because they can charge fees on another side.
So they're making the money no matter what on one side of it, and they can entice you with those higher cap rates.
You're putting the money in, but they're also pulling money out for the mortality and expense of the policy every year.
Oh yeah, there are fees. Absolutely, no.
Insurance is not free. If it was free, everybody'd have millions of dollars of insurance. But we don't have it because it's not free. We have to pay for it. Yeah. We don't like paying for things.
Exactly.
They can work. Now he has other options for doing other things and shorter term horizon. I just think that the life insurance works better as a long-term proposition.
Now, you said all this because he's talking about needing the money in, say, 10 years, right?
Right. And so I think that there are better things to do for the 10-year time horizon. This would, I mean, what he's doing now is a great retirement potential accumulator, and he's buying it not just for retirement. He's buying it also for the potential long-term care, the benefit that
another,
was attached
another
to
fine
it.
Reason to do it. Sure.
So it's fine. What he's got is fine. I just don't want to see him start really stripping out and taking money out of it heavily at the 10-year mark, because otherwise he's going to have to pay that back to be able to keep the other things that he bought it for. The other reasons that he bought it will be in jeopardy if he, you know, he puts in, he's got $100,000 in cash value, and he starts stripping that thing out for the kids' education. I'm making these numbers up. And he borrows out fairly heavily. He takes out the distributions that he can. That puts the rest of his goals, the long-term care and everything else, at jeopardy of not being available. And that's a problem. So they work better the longer you have to let them sit and accumulate and fund.
Yeah. And I'd say, well, take that, all those people who say, never, ever buy cash value life insurance. It's never, ever worth it. Well, in his case, for the long-term retirement goals and for the long-term care goals, certainly can. He's got 20 years till retirement, maybe 25. And who knows if and when he'll need the long-term care. Okay, 877-PLANNER. We got some room on the phones for you. 877-752-6637. If you got a money question, we've got the money answers for you. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, the Brain Trust from Lucia Capital Group, coming right back, Bucket Strategy Investing.
This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We're here, well, not just till the top of the hour. We got another hour just ahead. Maybe two, maybe three. I don't know, depending on where you happen to be watching and or listening to the program. We're happy to have everybody here with us. We're ready to answer those money questions for you anytime. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Emails at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Had one, was it yesterday or the day before? Something about Jose Cuervo. What was that?
It came in yesterday. They wanted to know something about the IPO of Jose Cuervo.
IPO of Jose Cuervo.
And,
well, we're not going to advise on individual
don't
stocks.
Don't know. And, well, first off, we're not allowed to advise on IPOs anyway.
No.
And even if it was, I don't know anything about it. I've bought the bottle once or twice in my life, but I don't know anything about the company.
Well, I mean, maybe you got to just let the you got to let the company sit for a good, you know, 15 to 20 years. Let it age for a little while.
Whatever.
I don't know. Anyway, I was looking. I said, well, where's that email? Where'd that come from? Okay. All right. Well, there you go. You may have gotten an answer off the air, but we don't know. Jose Cuervo. Okay. That's fine.
IPO.
IPO. Fine. This comes from Joseph in Tigard, Oregon, sort of following up somewhat on Bobby's question, although it's a life insurance question as well. What are the tax consequences of borrowing from a life insurance policy? My life agent suggested I invest in a cash value policy because of the ability to borrow from it, which he says is tax-free, but I want to know, is that always the case? And do I have to pay the money back to the policy like I would a 401k? I would be buying a $220,000 universal index policy instead of regular term life insurance. It seems expensive, though, and I'm thoroughly confused. Any help you have would be appreciated. Thanks. That's Joseph in Tigard, Oregon.
Well, Joseph, assuming that you do not create a modified endowment contract, assuming you stay within the funding limits, which are actually fairly high based on the death benefit, when you ultimately want to take a distribution of the accumulation value, the money comes out. If you borrow against the policy, that borrowing is tax-free as long as the policy stays in force. Now, if you borrow too much and the policy were to lapse at some point in the future, that becomes a potential taxable nightmare for a lot of people. So you just have to make sure the policy stays in force longer than you do. And as long as you pass away and the policy is then the death benefit pays off the loan after you die, then it's completely tax-free. So you can use loans from a life insurance policy on a tax-free basis as long as that life insurance policy stays in force for the rest of your life. Now, as compared to term insurance, yes, it's going to be more expensive. It's a cash value component. So you're not just paying the mortality expense over a short period of time. You're looking at mortality over a long period of time. And the reality is this should be a very expensive policy based on the death benefit compared to what you would normally pay for a term policy of the equal death benefit. You want to overfund it. You want to put as much money as possible into it, as possible without adversely affecting the tax-free benefits of the accumulation value. Why do you want to put as much in? Well, we talked about it with Bobby. The more money you put in, the less the cost of the insurance. If I have a $200,000 policy, you said you were buying a $200,000 policy, and I put $1,000 into it, my cash value is $1,000. If I died the first, right after that, the insurance company will pay out $200,000. $1,000 of it was my cash value anyway. So the insurance company is not actually insuring $200,000 on that particular death benefit. They're only insuring $199,000. Now on the other side, if I put in $10,000, now the cash value is $10,000, the insurance company is only on the hook for the next $190,000. So the more that I can get into the policy, the more cash value I can get, the less the internal expenses. The less the internal expenses, the more of the interest rate that they pay me on my cash value I get to keep. Again, it's a snowballing effect. The lower the policy expenses, the more of the interest I get to keep. The more interest I keep, the faster my cash value grows. The faster my cash value grows, the less the insurance company's on the hook. Now, that's assuming what they call a level death benefit option. You can, and some people use the idea of an increasing death benefit. They don't like the idea that they bought a $200,000 policy, but they die 15 years into it with $30,000 of cash value, and they're only getting $170,000 of pure protection because the $30,000 was theirs whether they lived or died, right? So what the insurance companies will do is say, well, if you want to insure your cash value, we will always pay that $200,000. So whatever your cash value is, if it's $30,000 when you die, you get $230,000 or whatever the cash value is plus the stated death benefit. Now, obviously, that's going to be a little bit more expensive because you're always paying for $200,000 or whatever the number of units of mortality are. So it becomes a little bit more internally expensive. So how you want to structure it is depending upon what you're trying to achieve. But the reality is a good index universal, a good whole life, a good cash value, if you're using it for cash value accumulation, it is going to be one of the most expensive insurances you buy in the early part of the time because you want to get as much cash value into it as possible to try to offset the internal expenses as much as possible. The other thing is, and this is going to be a little behind the scenes, insurance agents they'll say, okay, you want to save $10,000, some number, pick whatever it is. They find out how much insurance you can buy with that. And they're looking at,
they're doing the opposite.
They want to increase the death benefit as high as possible.
Yeah.
Now, why would they want that? Because it doesn't work as well for you? Because they get paid a bigger commission on what they call a target premium or the real premium for the death benefit. The higher the death benefit, the higher the required premium. The higher the required premium, the bigger the commission. The lower the death benefit, the lower the commission. The lower the commission, the less drag on the policy there is. The insurance company doesn't just pay these guys ladies out of thin air. It comes out of the overall earnings of the policy. So you want to structure a cash accumulation. That's assuming you want cash accumulation. That's assuming you're looking to try to get the tax-free benefits of a cash accumulation and make sure that this thing stays in force. That's not the only reason you would buy a life insurance policy. It's not the only reason you might even buy a cash value life insurance policy. But you are looking for cash accumulation. You're looking for future borrowing out of it. In that respect, you want to lower the death benefit. And so you probably need two policies, a term policy
to cover, and
a universal life policy in this case for the cash accumulation. You may work through your needs and say, you know what, I need $1 million worth of life insurance and I can afford to put this much, commit this much to this point, after funding my Roth, after funding my 401k, I can afford to put this much into the permanent policy. Well, run the death benefit where you need to, as low as possible for that amount of premium, and buy a term policy to cover the rest of the need. You still need to cover the entire need. And in many cases, that's going to be done primarily with term insurance.
Yeah, cash value, it's not for everybody, but if you've already funded, max funded your 401ks and your IRAs and all that stuff, it can be wonderful if you've got a whole lot of extra cash to save. All right, we're out of time. Another hour just ahead. If you need the Brain Trust, Professor Plum, or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors across the country, give them a call. Talk to them about your retirement needs. 800-644-1150. The off-air number, 800-644-1150. Another hour just ahead of Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.